send letters to other people.
Yeah, right. Cause then in our neighbors have telephone, neither did we.
Well, probably you had to teach your mother how to. Did you do some teaching your mother?
Yeah, she was, you know, she could read a little. And then after we all started school, and then my oldest brother, but he had a lot of patience. And when he be reading in the afternoon, you know, she would get up there and listen in too. And then gradually, she just learned to read.
Something that you use to write a letter with? Fountain?
We use a pencil mostly then.
Uh-huh.
Cause coming up in school, up to about the fourth grade, then you start writing with ink pen. Everything under that, you just use pencil.
If a man, say, wanted his old clothes wore out, he'd go out and buy himself a
new white robe.
If you go to church, he'd buy himself a new what?
Suit. Or either back then, you know, just buy khaki pants. Most, that was the thing. Khaki pants and overalls.
It's very rare when people got
a suit or something.
A new
shirt. It mostly, my grandfather and my father mostly either wore a pair of khaki pants and a white shirt and a bow tie to church.
Uh-huh.
And my grandfather mostly just wore overalls, pinstripe overalls, we call them now. But that was the thing, you know, a pair of overalls and a shirt. So.
What would a suit have, you know, when you bought it? What would a man's suit have? It have a...
It'd be a double-breasted now. The suits now that, you know, that they wore in the olden days be a double-breasted suit, but no, on both sides and striped mostly.
Yeah.
And either blue, dark navy blue, or either dark brown and striped mostly.
Now, a three-piece suit would have?
A coat and vest and a pair of breeches.
Okay. Sometimes between your coat and your shirt, the man would wear what? Did you ever see them old time things that wear? A vest, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you ever get clothes that were?
Give to us?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, most of them was pretty good that we got.
Mm-hmm.
And like if my mother's sister kids gonna wear them, you know, we just always pass them down to the next fellow.
Okay, like you might say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year
it fitted, so we give it to the next fellow that can wear.
Yeah. Did you have any little sisters? How many in your family?
There were four children.
You had three brothers. Huh?
Right.
So they didn't use any of your clothes.
Cousin got them, and you know, and then I got one of her older sisters. I got her clothes, and then one of her sisters got my clothes. So
yeah.
Kind of went around. But during that time, you know, it'd be cold during the winter. And mostly I wore one of my brother's shirts, you know, up on the coat because we walked to school.
Yeah, how far was it?
About four or five blocks.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it made them
stick out.
Buckle
up. It used to be a bunch of junk, you know, you want to hide or do something mystery with.
Yeah.
You just stick it in our pocket.
And it make your pocket
stick out.
Now, what about when you washed a shirt, say, it was made out of something in hot water, it would always
shrink up like a wool sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sweet. And you know, the next person, whatever size is fit, if somebody else could wear it, you know, then you got it. Or either if it faded and you know, you could wear it, or you wear it as long as you could, and then you can wear it